What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Tori Franco Show. This is the Valentine's Day one, man. I think I'm going to make this a tradition where I every Valentine's Day I do one on relationships or sex or whatever. Last year's Valentine's episode had my best friend Jamie and my mother, and we got into everything, man. But and I wanted to have a sex expert on, like a sex coach. I'm gonna have her on, but it's just not for the Valentine's Day episode. I guess the timing just wasn't right, and I don't stress on timing anymore because I know everything fucking happens for a reason. But I feel like I have a lot of shit to say in regards to relationships and love. I want to, if y'all are hearing that, that's my fucking chair. I'm sorry. But I wanted to kind of give my insights on where, like me specifically, where I've been at when it comes to relationships and love and navigating that entire area of life. And it is a fucking area of life. For the last, this fucking chair, for the last, like, I don't even know however long, I have gotten into situations where I'm navigating these situations now, like after the fact, in hindsight, right? Like women that I've fallen in love with and that I've been with and I've given my heart to, and like I've been navigating everything, really, like, you know. And I'm in this place, especially for the last couple of days, I'm in this place where I haven't been focused on relationships, but sometimes things come back to the surface, you know, like people come back to the surface or thoughts of people come back to the surface, and you start reliving things. And when you start reliving things, you start navigating, and then you start like questioning. And I've been triggered the last couple of days into this thought process of like, why in this situation or in another, why was I not good enough to be fought for? And I don't know if that's my lesson in life. And I'm being real right now. Like, this is like a thought process in my head, right? Like, and it's nothing against those situations. It's just, this is what goes on in my head. Like, I don't know if y'all saw the post on Instagram yesterday where I was like, if you were somebody who let me slip through your fingers, like, what does it feel? How does it feel being a fucking idiot? And I stand by that. I stand by that wholeheartedly, because I know that when I love with my entire heart and soul, right? Like, I love the way that I love. And I know that it's a gift and a curse, because I am consistently left feeling like I was never good enough. Like, I'm consistently left feeling like I've been fucked off. And like my feelings never mattered, and like my place in a person's life never mattered, right? But it's deeper than those situations. You could put a different face to that situation, that sort of situation where you love with your entire fucking heart and get hurt and you're forgotten about. You could put a different face to that and it doesn't matter. You'll still be left alone thinking, why didn't I matter? Why wasn't I good enough? Why am I never good enough for people? Like, am I boring? Am I, like, you know what I mean? You start questioning yourself. And so it's this crazy dilemma, really. Because on one hand, you know that you're good enough. And I'm sure somebody out there feels the same way, right? Like, on one hand, you know your worth. You know what you bring to a relationship, and you know how your heart, the intricacies of your heart, work. Period. Same, baby. I know exactly how I love. I know the way that I love is pure, and it's unapologetic, and it's vulnerable at times when it can be, and it's beautiful. And if you are lucky, I know that if you have been lucky or are lucky enough to feel my love, you better keep that shit, bro. You better keep that for the rest of your fucking life, because once it's gone, it's out. Bye. You know? And it takes a while for it to be gone. But once it is, nah, you know what? Let me take that back. I can't unlove people. I just don't know how. I don't know how to stop caring about people. So, but I guess once I've moved on and once I've accepted, like, okay, this person is never coming back, or this person is always going to come back this same way. Once I get to that point, I'm like, all right, I have no problem moving forward, at least, no matter how much I care about you. I think that's what it is. But on one hand, you can know that from the depths of your fucking soul. You can know how good of a heart and how pure and how good of a lover you truly are and what you can give to somebody and still be left feeling like that was not enough. And it will never be. And it discourages you a lot. And I can tell you this. A lot of people ask me, like, why are you single? There's more than one reason why I'm single. One, I'm focusing on myself and working on myself and taking care of myself and building my platform and continuing to focus on my school and my life coaching and my business, right? Like, I'm very in that mindset of just wanting to learn as much as I possibly can. That aside, y'all know that. Two is I'm waiting for that deep, like, I've been with women, right? Like, I've been with women who I could absolutely have, like, and this is honest to God, I'm being completely honest, like, within the last 6 months of my life, I've been with women where I could absolutely have sex and be there, but without that connection, that's as far as it fucking goes for me. And then that gets boring. Like, legitimately for me, after 3 months, if you are not stimulating my heart and mind, and, like, you know, that connection isn't there, yeah, we could have sex for maybe 3 months consecutively, and then I'm like, eh, the spark's not there, the connection's not there, gotta go. And that's where I've been at in my life. Obviously, I don't publicize situations, because it's gonna sound so fucked up. If you're not somebody I could see myself in a relationship with, or you're not somebody I want to be in a relationship with, why am I going to post you on my platform? You know what I mean? Like, if I don't see you being a long-standing person in my life, doesn't mean you're a bad person, but, like, why would I post you on my platform? You know what I mean? So that's where I've been at. And yeah, I can do that. But I'm single because I've connected with women that I don't connect with, or that I connect with in a certain way, but not the way that I have connected in the past, or the way that I want to connect. And so I will be single until I find that. I've only found that with two women in my life. Like, out of all the women I've been with, I've only had that with two. And it's definitely like that soulmate, soul tie connection for sure. And that's what I am holding out for, period. So that's another reason. That's the second reason why I'm single. The third reason is, and this is something I've realized like recently in self-reflection. The third reason is because there's a fourth reason too, but we won't go into it. The third reason is because I'm fucking guarded. I don't trust these women out here. I don't trust their feelings. And it's not a fucking woman thing. Like, I'm obviously a woman too. You know what I mean? But like, I just don't trust enough to give my heart and soul to a situation at this point in my life. And I'm not jaded in the sense that like I will never close my heart off. My heart is not closed off, but but guarded. Most definitely guarded. And so many women come to me, and this is God's honest truth too, like so many women come to me with these stupid fucking situations. Why would I want to talk? Like, you're great. You're a great human. Why would I want to continue on with you knowing you're in a situation? Like, it's just I'm consistently faced with, and maybe that's my lesson in life, I'm consistently faced with these situations where it's like I have to choose a woman or my self-worth. And no offense, but I'm going to choose my self-worth every fucking time. Like, if you do not come correct, whether you are a new person or a fucking old person that is wrapping back around, trying to circle back around, if you don't come correct, bye. I am completely content being here by myself. I've been here by myself. I have no fucking issues continuing. Whether it's fucking this person from 2018 or this person from what, it doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't matter. Or if you're a brand new person that I've never met before and we're just connecting, like, I'm tired. I'm so fucking tired. And I'm not that person where I'm like, I'm going to be single for the rest of my life. No, I know I won't. I know I'm, listen, and it's not me being cocky, but like, I know who I am, you know? I know that I know how to connect with people and all of that. So I know that eventually I will meet the person that is going to appreciate me and love me when they have me, that isn't going to try to erase me from their memory bank like I never fucking existed, that isn't going to pretend like I don't exist, that isn't going to choose somebody else over me and then regret it later on. I know that person is out there. It's just that I'm genuinely fucking tired. I'm tired of women, at least the women that have, like, even new women. Like, I'm just tired. Do your thing, bro. Just like, don't drag me into your thing. Is that too hard? Like, genuinely, is that too fucking hard to ask? Just live your life. I am not a controlling human being, right? Whether I've been with you in life or we're just meeting, live your fucking life, boo-boo. Don't drag me into your mess. If you have a mess, keep it the fuck over there. That's where I'm at when it comes to relationships. I never was like that. I was like, yeah, let me see all the mess. I want to take care of your mess. I want to be Captain fucking Save-A-Bitch. Like, nope, not the fuck anymore. I am nobody's goddamn fucking Jesus. And that's where I'm at. And I don't think I've really touched on this, like, myself personally. I've given advice, and y'all only know me pretty much single, you know? And I've given that advice, and I know what it takes to be in a healthy, happy relationship. 150%, I know. I'm just not impressed. And maybe it's a me thing. Maybe I'm just hard to impress. I am not. I'm fucking not impressed whatsoever. Like, I'm not impressed with the morality of women that I've, like, I can see through you. Does that make any fucking sense? I can see right through you. I can tell you are masquerading as this independent, confident human when realistically you are the complete opposite. You're codependent. You can't be alone. You can't spend time with yourself, and you can't face yourself and your emotions. That is Snoozeville to me. If you have not spent time with yourself and put the work in, and listen, I'm still doing it. You know what I mean? I still let my ego get the best of me. I still can be an asshole. If you're not self-aware of what you need to really work on in life, I'm going to sleep on you. Like, I'm sleeping on you. I just can't. I can't fucking do it. And so a lot of people, especially on my platform, a lot of people see me as this, like, brick wall. I'm not a brick wall. I'm really not. I am so down to connect and talk and get to know about people, women in general, like, get to know who you are and what makes you tick. I am so open to that. The minute I see what makes you tick, and the minute I see that you are not taking accountability and you say one thing and do another, or you're all over the map, it's Snoozeville to me. It's not that I'm a brick wall. My standards are here, and they have to be, because any single time I've let things fall to the wayside, I have gotten my heart literally handed to me. Handed back to me, I should say. And it's been like, okay, here it is. And then I look at it and I'm like, well, now it's shattered into a million pieces. Now what the fuck do I do with it? Then I put it back together and I piece it back together and I'm like, oh, here it is. It's whole again. It's like complete. Great. And then I go and offer it to another person, and the next person that I offer it to does the same fucking thing. And again, I'm not jaded by that. I will forever be open-hearted and, like, give my heart and be open to giving my heart to other women. I'm just not open to having it shattered anymore. Like, that door is closed in my life. So if I'm going to, like, I'm going to put you on a trial period. So here's the thing. You don't just have to be a good fucking person in a good place, willing to give me everything that I deserve. That's one piece of it. I also have to connect with you. That's hard to fucking find. Somebody that you have that deep connection with, you know, you recognize them, and you have that thing that you can't explain, that vibe, right? You have to have that. That's a requirement for me, or else I will literally be bored and unfortunately have wandering eyes. If I don't have that, I'm bored. And when I'm bored, I'm like, I will never cheat, and I will never, like, I'd end it before it got to that point. But what I'm saying when I say wandering eyes, I'm saying, like, I'll be bored and I'll be looking at other women. And I don't want to do that in a situation with somebody or a relationship with somebody. So I have to have that connection. But on top of the connection, you have to want to be here, and you have to treat me the way that I deserve to be treated. And it's simple. It's not hard. It's not hard to give me what I deserve. What I deserve is literally love, affection, and recognition in life. Like, just recognize that I am the person that you love. It's really that simple. It is that fucking simple. But for some reason, like, you know, hasn't happened as of late. But again, I'm not bitter about it. I'm fucking tired. I'm tired. And I know there are people out there listening to this like, yep, same. Because I'm not. I'm single because I'm not settling. And I've never settled. Seriously. I've never, at the very least, I've never settled for my feelings. Any time that I have been in love with a woman, it was because I was truly, madly, deeply in love with her. Right? I've never settled with those people because they were good people and I don't regret them whatsoever. What I settled on was those people were unwilling at certain points to give me what I deserved, and I settled anyway. And I, you know, the connection and my love for them trumped what I was willing to or unwilling to receive from them, if that makes sense. So, like, I love them truly, madly, deeply, and felt like that was enough, even though I wasn't getting what I deserved. So I compromised what I deserved because I love that person. That is the settling part, right? Never the fuck again will I do that. I'm just in this place. The last couple of days, I'm just like in this place where I'm reflecting on certain things. Again, certain things are being brought back up to the surface for whatever reason. And I'm just like, well, damn. When am I going to be enough? When am I going to be enough for somebody to fight for me? When am I going to be enough for somebody to actually want to work things out? When am I going to be enough for somebody to want to take a risk on me? Like, I don't think I'm that bad. I think somebody who landed me, who got me, would be pretty fucking lucky to have me. You know, because when I love you, I will do whatever the fuck I have to make you feel comfortable and wanted and accommodated and loved and nurtured, all of the above, no matter what, no matter what I'm doing, no matter where I am at. That is how I love, and that is how I will always love, unapologetically, right? Why doesn't anybody want that? Why is it the women that I have connected with and truly connected with can't receive that? And I know that's not a me issue, but it becomes a me issue because I internalize that. I look at that and think, well, what the fuck did you do? What have you done? What did you fail to do? Why are you not good enough? It becomes this internal thing. Like, I turn it back into myself. It's not, yeah, okay, maybe that's their issue, but it becomes my issue. I make it my issue. And it's been this fucking battle for God knows how long. And it genuinely, like, at times, like, I'm not even on my period, but shit genuinely, like, fucks me up and makes me emotional. You know, like, there are times where I know exactly who I am walking into a relationship, and then literally something will come up and I'll be like, wait, am I good enough? And I know I always talk about self-love on this channel, and I always talk about, like, knowing your worth, and 150%, like, I do know enough. You know, I'm not fully there yet, but I know enough to know that if somebody did not come correct into my life, I don't care how much I fucking loved you or whatever, or care about you, period. If you're not coming correct, you gotta go, bro. You gotta go. Like, that's where I'm at. But there are some situations where I reflect and I'm like, well, didn't I mean something? Why didn't I mean anything in that moment? You know what I mean? Why don't I still mean anything? Like, I can't make people, one of my curses is that, like, again, if I've ever loved you, especially in that respect, like romantically, you know what I mean? Like, if I've truly loved you, and I've only truly loved two women in my entire life, truly to the depths of my soul, two women, period. I've been with what, 8, 9, 10 women in my life. I mean, some were just sexual, but like, I've only truly been in love and loved and connected with two women in my life that like did it for me, you know what I'm saying? It's hard when you have that love, that sort of love for somebody, for me, like, to let go fully of it, to pretend like it never existed, and I know I don't have to. I know that's the thing. I know I don't have to pretend like it never existed. Like, it's okay to feel it, you know, but it's hard to, it's hard for me to unlove somebody or stop caring. Wow, I'm fucking repeating myself. What is the point of this? The point of this is there is no point. I'm just ranting. This is just a love rant, because I am truly, like, truly fucking sick and tired of feeling, when it comes to romantic shit, feeling the way that I feel. Like, I can live life, I can be happy, I can laugh from my fucking toes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I am able to do all of that. Completely. But I'm still sick and tired of feeling like I'm just, like, I'm not even a ghost in people's lives. Like, am I even a ghost? Am I even a goddamn memory? You know what I mean? I don't know if y'all have ever felt that way. Like, let me know. Have you guys ever been in a situation? It doesn't even have to be romantic. Like, even with a friend, that they meant so much to you, and you loved them with all of your entire fucking heart, every chamber in your fucking heart, right? And something happened, maybe you had a falling out, whatever it is, and you just felt completely, like, forgotten about? Because I've felt that so much, like, I've felt that more than once. And I don't know if this is, like, you know, I always try to tie it back to spirituality, because y'all know I'm a very spiritual person now. I'm on the road to enlightenment, and I always try to tie it back. Like, what's the lesson here? You know, like, what do I need to know within myself? What do I need to learn about myself? Like, what's the, and I feel like this is the last piece for me. Like, it feels like this is the last piece of the puzzle that I need to learn, is, like, I don't know, true self-worth. I don't know. Like, why do I continually find myself in, like, similar situations where I am always left feeling completely fucked off and forgotten and never cared about by women that I truly, like, wholeheartedly loved? And I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't care if one, both, all are fucking watching. Like, it's how I feel. And I'm gonna speak on it. Like, I'm, you know what I mean? Like, because it is, it's how I feel. And I don't think, again, I don't think anybody has done it on purpose. It's just like, what is the point? What is the reason for me feeling this way? Is it a me thing? Like, do I gotta work on myself? Yes. Duh. The answer is yes. I have to absolutely work on myself, and I will continue doing so. I get in these like woe is me places where it's like, why didn't I matter? And then it's like, and then I wake up the next day and I'm like, bitch, you a bad bitch. Stop it.
Wow.
It's like, bitch, you know who you are. Stop that. And that person, like, is cool, is good too. You know what I mean? Like, it's just hurtful, man. I'm tired. I'm tired of pretending like it doesn't hurt. I'm fucking tired of it. Tired of wearing a smile when like when it hurts. I'm tired of distracting myself with other women. I'm tired of y'all know I'm tired of drinking alcohol to distract myself. So I obviously that's why I'm sober. I'm tired of running away. That's my problem. Like, I'm tired of running away from my own feelings and not leaning into certain things. I'm tired of pretending like things don't still hurt, you know? And so maybe that is the last piece, is me allowing myself to just feel it. Oftentimes when we get hurt, and it's like a big blow and it's a big loss, you know, because like you genuinely felt something for a person, you know what I mean? Like, oftentimes when that person either goes away or whatever, at least for me, what we try to do is, as people, is like deny that it even bothers us. Like, nah, I'm good. You good, baby? You good? But it's not a hit on your self-worth if you allow yourself to feel. And that's something I've realized, and speaking on it and talking about it and being completely honest and vulnerable about where you're at is actually strength. And this is the podcast where I say exactly where I'm at. Like, I am still very much so healing, because I am still very much so hurting. I wish I fucking wasn't, man. I wish I could just flip a switch and be like, Gucci, bye. I fucking wish. Like, I wish. But I guess life don't work like that. And I guess when you spend most of your time and energy trying to run away from it, then all of a sudden, like, you're just running away from all of your feelings and all of your hurt and all of your pain, just trying to pretend like it's not there because, well, the other person don't care. So why the fuck should I? And you keep going and keep going and keep going. The minute you stop, and that's where I'm at right now. Like, I just stopped. The minute you fucking stop, is the minute that fucking pain that's been following you and chasing you literally catches up, and now it just fucking hits you. Oh, okay. Okay, fuzzy. And then it hits you all at once. And you're like, oh. Because you can't run forever. That's the thing that I'm realizing. You can't run forever. You can't drink your feelings forever. You can't distract yourself forever. At some point, you have to face whatever the fuck it is. And am I fucking depressed? No. When it comes to romantic shit, am I facing a lot of things right now that I did not want to? Most definitely. Most definitely. And so, fucking happy Valentine's Day. last Valentine's Day, I was depressed. So, I mean, I guess we're in a better place. And that's the thing, too. It's okay to look back and be like, okay, well, you know what? Last year at this time, I was there. This year, yeah, you're facing a lot of things that maybe you didn't face or maybe you didn't want to face. And that sucks and you're feeling it. But at least you're not fucking depressed. You know what I'm saying? So it's good to see the progress, but it's also good to recognize where you're at. I guess, like, that's what my therapist has been trying to say for fucking years, but, you know, I'm really good at listening. I'm done. I am done. This has been the most depressing. I apologize. This is just where I'm at, man. Like, this is exactly where I'm at. And you know, I'm tired of living in my ego. I'm tired of pretending. Yeah, I will continue to put myself out there 150% raw, real, vulnerable about where I'm at emotionally. And when I'm feeling good, you know, I'm feeling good. Like when I post things about, like yesterday, I was feeling like, damn, okay, you got a new haircut, you got your eyebrows waxed, bitch, go off. You know, and I still look, you know, I walk past myself and I'm like, God damn it, you're good looking. Sheesh. And it's okay to do that. That's not toxic, by the way. I just want to say that for the record, because somebody on Instagram, like, remixed, aka duetted that video that I made on Instagram of me, like, talking about how good I look or whatever. And there were men are just triggered by women who look like me because I have a better barber, I guess. I don't know. But there were men that were like, well, if this doesn't scream toxic, it does not scream toxic. It screams, I know my fucking worth and I know who I am and how, and I'm confident in it. What? It's not toxic to know that you fuck good. It's not toxic to know that you have good hair. It's not toxic to know that you are a good girlfriend who will treat somebody with the utmost respect, love, and care. That's not toxic. And if somebody threw that away, yeah, you're fucking stupid, bro. And if I ever threw that away, if I had a connection with somebody and then I ended up throwing that away, I'm fucking stupid too. We could all be stupid and we've all been stupid. Ain't toxic. So anyway, like I said, when I'm feeling good, I'm feeling good. And when I'm feeling vulnerable, I'm feeling vulnerable. And I don't know what it is. I don't know. I got to check to see. Like, Mercury's out of retrograde, so it ain't that. Like, it's probably the full moon. Oh, fuck. I just burped. Throat burped. It's probably the full moon. There's a full moon coming up in Leo. And my Venus is in Leo. And Venus rules, like, how you love and, like, what you love and things like that. So that makes sense why certain things are coming up. Wow, I'm having this realization live. Anyway, I'm done. I am done with this rant. Oh, God. If y'all have relationship questions, definitely hit me up. I want to do an episode. And I'm also going to, in a future episode, have a sex coach on. So ask me your sexy time questions, too. That should be fun. Anyway, I love you guys. Happy fucking Valentine's Day. Oh, God. I love you guys very much. And, yeah. Peace out.